If I were to tell you that there is a car named for Oakland County, Michigan, you'd probably have trouble recognizing any of the models. However, you do know the brand name for a city in that county. The story of a town and a county and the brands they produced is this edition of the American Countryside.
All in together now, we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll rope it up,
cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out,
cause we know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cause we know what to eat.
We'll swap it out,
we eat healthy stuff.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Come on.
Today's
come
a good on. Day to grab your kids and hang out with them for an hour. Dance, walk, play a sport, or cook a healthy meal. Because just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your child healthier.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll ball it up,
cause we know how to hoop.
We'll mess around,
cause we know how to play.
We'll drop it down,
cause we know how to dance.
We'll veg it up,
veg it up. Veggie night and day.
Can we do
Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day to keep you and your kids healthy. Remember, that's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Tim Dye is an expert on an auto brand that began before cars were even born.
It actually started as the Pontiac Buggy Company in 1893, and then in 1907 they started making an automobile and called it an Oakland because Pontiac, Michigan, where the cars were being made, is in Oakland County.
Tim is the director of the Pontiac Oakland Museum.
In 1909, GM bought the Oakland Motor Car Company, so it was General Motors making Oakland cars. Then in 1926, they put a companion car with it called the Pontiac. They made the two of them together from 1926 to 1931.
The more expensive Oakland was discontinued in 1931, and Pontiac remained until 2010. Tim has had a love for Pontiacs for most of his life.
When I was 16, I had a 68 GTO, and I think I just focused that on the GTO and Pontiacs. And then when I was 19, I helped start the GTO Association of America.
Tim moved his collection from Oklahoma to Illinois. He says it's the perfect fit.
Pontiac, Michigan, of course, would be the logical choice because of the history of the cars. But from a tourism standpoint and being centrally located and so forth, and Pontiac, you know, Illinois is just a wonderful little town.
The collection here is impressive, and we'll take a look next time as we travel the countryside in Pontiac, Illinois. I'm Andrew McCrae.